Hey, Lex Coach Mike here, LexCoachMike.com. Love you guys to death. Special thanks to our buddies at Crossover. Hey, listen, at LaxCon this year, in addition to my session, which all those handouts are posted on the site, got to interview Coach David Huntley, Canadian national coach, coach of the Atlanta Blaze, offensive coordinator to a degree at Calvert Hall. We got into a deep dialogue about box fundamentals and kind of led into, I've never heard a coach talk about catching the ball the way he does. And he maintains that Canadian players learn to catch the ball across their face, therefore getting the stick to the inside, you know, if they're driving or cutting from up top. And here's that dialogue that kind of explains where he's coming from. I think you'll find it very, very interesting. You know, in American lacrosse, we have a tendency to always coach outside shoulder, outside shoulder. Listen to this preview, and then I want you, if you would, go to the article section, and you see a great shooting drill on how to emphasize this even more. I found Huntley to be an amazing student of the game, in addition to being such a great and highly recognized coach, great player at Hopkins years ago. And he keeps referring back to a study that he presented on in the ballroom at LaxCon on 10,000 shots they analyzed in the MLL over the last 2 years and a 25% increase in scoring if the shot was taken with a stick to the inside, increasing the angle. Anyway, good stuff. Here's Coach David Huntley.
When you can get the ball and then catch the ball, and you got to work on that stuff. It's just not going to happen by accident.
So. Hey, one subject before we wrap it up. There seems to be, you know, and maybe spearheaded by Jamie Monroe's group, there seems to be a tremendous movement into box lacrosse principles and practices into high school field games, practice perspective, but yet a reluctance or a lack of growth in true box lacrosse leagues. I mean, just talking to as many coaches as I do, I find it very interesting that they all talk about, like you and I talked on the phone about these crunch drills. They're doing drills in a very small, confined space. You know, I think of all the guys that do it, J.B. Clark is like a king. Coach Bates is another guy that's great at it because he was doing all those two-man games at Drexel back in the day and all that. But if there were elements, you know, from the – was it 26,000 years you spent in box? If there were elements out of that 26,000, you know, there are two or three key elements there that you would encourage high school guys to integrate into their field practices. And we'll leave the subject of why box lacrosse as an entity is not growing in the United States the way it should or maybe the way it could for another day. But what are the elements of a practice, a box practice, that a high school coach really ought to think about, even if he is one of those naysayers that says, no, I can't teach my kids spacing and then teach them this, which incidentally, you know, I don't want to, you know, I'm not trying to be negative. I'm just trying to be straight. You know, Danowski, as an example, is a coach that does not do crunch drills in practice because he wants to focus on the spacing.
Yeah.
You know, which is interesting because we've seen real movement towards crunch drills all over. But anyway, box fundamentals that I would integrate into my field practice as a high school coach, at the top of the list from David Huntley would be?
You got to get to the middle of the field.
That's dramatic, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was good. Good, thank you. Yeah,
it's
you
my first get, day, too, man.
Good. You've done this before. You have to get to the middle of the field. So you have to get to the middle field. So I did a talk out in Denver with Jamie and John Grant Jr., who – and if you don't believe me, you got to believe the greatest goal scorer in both professional leagues. So you add all the goals up that he scored in both and add all the goals up that anybody else scored in both, and he's at the top of the list.
Okay.
And you should know that when you watch junior play. And he's coaching high school now, and he starts talking about the concept. And I think it's probably a video that's worth getting off of the 3D site in terms of doing it. But you have to have your stick in the middle of the field. So your stick, so if I'm, instead of coming down that right-handed alley and shooting a right-handed shot, I should try and spin around and shoot a left-handed shot from that zone. And one of our presentations we're doing today, we looked at 10,407 or 70 MLL shots over the last 2 years. We looked at where they were taken from and what hand they shot in. And this is, without a doubt, is if your stick was in the middle, so if you're coming down that right-handed alley, and so instead of shooting it right-handed, the guy shot it left-handed, your scoring percentage went up by 25%. Same thing. Left-handed alley, shooting from that spot in the lefty alley, if you shoot it as a lefty, that's there. If you shot that spot from the same spot as a righty, up 25%.
Amazing.
So you want to increase your scoring by 25%, get your stick to the middle because it increases your angle. Intuitively, when you do the math, it makes all the sense in the world. And here's the other thing that's even – this blew my mind. The closer you get to the goal, so like right on the crease, it's even more important. It's 30 to 40% increase in scoring with the stick in the middle. 10,000 shots from and on the best players in the world, they don't lie. Those are facts. Those are truth. You can't deny that. So you got to get to the middle of the field. So you have to have your players get to the middle. Two things how you can do that. When you play small-sided games like box, if the kids are on the left side, and this, some people would go, you know, box one-handed, one-handed, one-handed. I think you should be one-handed on one side of the field. So if I'm on that side where my left hand is in the middle, I'm always a lefty. I do everything left-handed. I don't want the stick in your right hand at all. More so to get that in mindset of getting to the middle, getting to the middle. And then if I'm on that right-hand side of the field, stick to the middle and the right, my stick should be in the right all the time. And then similarly defensively, because guess what? Defensively, it's the flip side. Keep people out of the middle of the field. Because if you keep them out of the middle of the field, they're going to score 25% less goals.
Which flies directly in the face of how coaches have put man-up players on the field in the United States in field.
Yeah, well, math has a funny way of doing that. You know, it's you can find the facts to fit your hypothesis. Well, in this case, these are just the facts.
Did you just use the word hypothesis?
I went to Hopkins. So
holy mackerel.
Kind of showing off that education a little bit. But it's
hypothesis. Yeah, you hear that, exactly. Matt? Hypothesis, yeah. Man.
Well, this is a technology broadcast with crossover. So
I thought that was like a geometry term. Isn't that like a shape, a hypothesis or
that's
something?
That's a hypotenuse triangle is what you're referring to.
See, I thought that was a dinosaur. You're way ahead of me.
Oh, I am. Yeah, it's, you know, I've got to show that off. Got to represent JHU.
Right, so sticks,
so
in the,
anyway,
sticks on the high side or in the middle.
Always, you got to get your stick to the middle. I got a couple of drills that I'll put up on your site if you'd like me to share that with. One of them is called the Dew Burns shooting drill. I saw it at Dew Burns Arena here in Baltimore by a guy named Paul Stewart, who I've coached Canadian teams with, Philadelphia Wings, Nationals, all that. Paulie's a great coach, coaches Brampton Excelsior now, and it's just a great drill to get kids. And then here's the other thing, finish to the far pipe. You got to finish to the far pipe, so don't finish near pipe. I call that the Bermuda Triangle, and like planes die in the Bermuda Triangles. Your team will die, so you can't finish. So you got to step across, and that's what this drill teaches. Gets you to the middle and does that. And there's some techniques you can use. You can pump fake to get yourself to the middle. The Cloutier kid who scored all those goals in the national championship last year, I think he scored every goal off of a pump fake. And it's not like he ran by people. He pumped his way into the middle, and he just got more open. He just kept getting better and better angle, and he scored the goal.
Yeah.
So you got to get to the middle of the field. And similarly, defensively, you got to defend. And why do you have to do that in box across? The goalies wear gigantic equipment on a 4x4 net. I think that's a travesty. You know, kind of like the face-offs. I think face-offs should be eliminated in the sport.
And there's always dialogue about expanding the cages one more inch.
Yeah, why don't we take the pads off the goalies?
I was going to say, why don't we narrow the pads?
Yeah, that would be better. Yeah, I mean, that would be better. So I think that's...
I've always wondered that.
Yeah, I think that makes the...
Hey, man, hope you got that. I this just leaves my head spinning, you know. Go to the article section. There's a very, very long, detailed article with a couple of huge schematics on it, on a shooting drill that reinforces this, catching to the inside shoulder across the face and having the stick in a position to shoot. The whole dialogue left my head spinning, you know, because after 40 years, maybe I've been coaching it kind of the wrong way. Getting to the middle of the field, we do, but positioning the stick and learning to catch across your face is an interesting phenomenon, and it's a cool drill. Interestingly enough, I thought the kids were really going to struggle with it. I ran it in practice right away, and the kids did not have an issue with it and actually ran it pretty good. Cool thing about the drill in the article section is it's also a continuous drill. As soon as the guy shoots, he picks up a ground ball and feeds the next guy. Anyway, thank you so much for the support of my site. Hope you enjoy. Love to get your comments. This is Lax Coach Mike, laxcoachmike.com.